Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Boogie. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you very, very much for hanging out with me, for tuning in, for logging on, for listening through iTunes, through listening live, and all of the different ways you follow Life Remix Radio. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate the time you take out of your busy schedule to listen to this broadcast. If you're listening in your car, that's a great thing. If you're listening through your iPod and maybe you're in the gym listening to me, keep going. Another 2 minutes, another couple of minutes on the treadmill. You can do it. Whatever encouragement you need, definitely you're going to receive it right here at Life Remix Radio. This is a great day, and it's a great day to be you, and it's a great day for me to be me. And there's just so many wonderful things that we can look forward to. And I was reading something not too long ago, and I have to share for all of my listeners that may suffer with depression, please know that suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. So for those of you that needed that word, there you have it. If that message does not apply to you, if that is something that you've never contemplated and you can't even fathom destroying your life and committing suicide, then let that be water off of a duck's back. But I know for myself, I've suffered with serious bouts of depression in the past, which actually suffering through depression and working through those illnesses has gotten me to where I am right now, and I'm so happy to be able to come before you and share an amazing message. But something in my spirit just told me to reveal to anybody who's listening that may be suffering, never seek to end your life, because suicide is a permanent solution to a temporary problem. Whatever you're going through is not going to last forever. So on that note, I just wanted to make sure that I was able to relay that message that was put directly into my spirit, because I know just by virtue of doing this show every single day and by traveling throughout the country speaking with people, that message was right on time for somebody listening. So please receive it. Please accept it into your heart and know that you're very, very special to the universe and that the universe needs you to fulfill the mandate that has been placed on your life. So enough on that. Just keep that in your heart and mind and know that there are people out there who really love you, especially the people who support this show every single day. So there's always love. And if anybody has any questions or would like to contact me directly, just please feel free to send me an email at sb@cybrowne.com, SAIBROWNE.com. So please feel free to shoot me an email. I would love to hear from you. We can have personal coaching sessions. I do group coaching sessions, so we'll work it out. But a shameless plug, but that message was meant for someone. For those of you who are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me on Twitter. My handle is Life Remixed. So you can log on to www.twitter.com/LifeRemixed. I believe I logged on this morning, and I have just over 1,700 followers on Twitter, which is absolutely amazing, because I'm on Twitter, but I'm not an uber active person on Twitter. So to have over 1,700 people follow me, that's definitely a blessing. So thank you very much, and I hope the information that I send out on Twitter is useful and helpful. So enjoy that. Just know that the chat room is now open. So for everybody that's listening and everybody that's logging on at work, feel free to log into the chat room because it's now open. And you can engage in conversation with everybody. Let me see who's in the chat room now. Well, hello to Dropping Seed Radio. Hello to Hospitality Diva. And hello to my buddy, True. How is everybody today? I hope everyone's having an absolutely wonderful day. I'm having a great day, and I thank you for the opportunity to come before everybody today. One last piece before we jump into today's show I am now, I'm very happy to announce an affiliate for Windsor Pilates and Gussie Ranker. So each day I will be mentioning to you product offerings by Gussie Ranker. And today's show is brought to you by Windsor Pilates. So if you're interested, if anybody's interested in Pilates, just log on to cyborg.com and you'll definitely see the link for information on Windsor Pilates. And it's www.cyborg.com. Very quickly, I don't know if everybody got snowed in. Oh, True just put in the chat room, heard Bush's final speech. I'll talk about that just for a moment. But matter of fact, let's talk about it now very quickly. I'm happy it was his final speech. Said a lot, and I will be talking about it on my Sunday show, Politics Remix. But if you cannot, if you have not heard it, I'm sure it will be up on the internet. You have to make your own judgment. I have to listen to it one more time before I pass comment on it. So I listened to it, I saw it live, and before I really make, if I say anything now, it's probably out of passion or emotion and not out of really assessing what he said. So actually I'm going to hold back my judgment on his speech until tomorrow. But you know, I'll say what I have to say when I really get a good understanding of what he said. I had the most amazing weekend, and I did post the pictures up on my blog. We kind of got a little inclement weather in the New York area, and so I stayed in this weekend with my son, and we played Scrabble, and I spanked him. But actually, by the time we were winding down, he was actually pretty good and actually planning, and I didn't realize my son was becoming such a very good Scrabble player. So we had a blast playing Scrabble. We spread the Scrabble board out on my bed, and I actually, as I mentioned, took a picture of me with his camera phone, and I took a picture of the Scrabble board. So those pictures are posted up on my blog, so that'll give you a good chuckle. He didn't want to take a picture because he says, I don't want everybody seeing who I am. But if you're following me on Facebook, you'll definitely see pictures of my 15-year-old. So he's such a dear. Yesterday I had an amazing dinner with my grandmother and my father, and we had great conversation about politics and all the hot-button issues that are coming up. We talked about Barack Obama, George Bush, the war. So it was just really great, and it's amazing how lively and vibrant my grandmother is at 87 years old. I probably talk about her at least once on the show, because she's just so amazing. And to think all of the stuff that our seniors have gone through, the wars and the racism and all of this, and to see them still getting up and she's making Sunday dinner, God bless her. So, you know, I had a great time with my grandmother and my dad yesterday. Last thing, update on my mom. I think I may have shared with you right on New Year's Eve, my mom let me know that her cancer numbers had gone back up. And what really made this very sad and troubling is that all of her female stuff has been surgically removed. So if her numbers are back up, that means the cancer has found home in other places in her body. So today she went through some testing last week. Today we are going to find out where it has spread to in her body, if it has spread in her body, and what's going on. So I will keep everybody apprised of that. So please just keep my mom in prayers. Her name is Khadija. So please keep her in prayers because I want a speedy recovery for my mom. She's still very young, in her early 50s, and she says she wants to live and she wants to see great-grandkids. So just keep my mom in prayers if everybody can. I would really appreciate it. She's a cool lady. One quick shout-out, hello to Christine, who's in the chat room, Christian Wives Club, and hello to Mika. Thank you for joining us in the chat room. Let's jump right into today's show. Today's show is Lesson 1 about Mastering Relationships, which is part of our month-long success series. This week we're in Week 2, and we're discussing love and relationships, which is True's specialty. My fingers are crossed. I have to be diligent and see if I can get him on the show for a little while, either tomorrow or Wednesday. But week 3, which is next week, we're discussing awareness and spirituality. And week 4, we're discussing wealth building and prosperity. So for this entire month of January, I'm really placing an emphasis on success, which encompasses, in my opinion, health, love, awareness, and wealth and prosperity. We had great conversations last week on mastering your health. So this week we're discussing at length mastering relationships. And today's lesson is lesson one of three. And today's lesson, if you needed to put a topic on it, would really be learn to love yourself. So for the next hour, I'm going to talk about ways to love yourself. And just in preparation for loving yourself, that's, I believe, why God put that nugget of information about suicide out to the listeners. Because for so many years, I documented in my first book, I wanted to kill myself years ago. And some may feel that that's a little too much, you know how they say TMI, but it's the truth. Because I didn't think my life was worthy, and I can honestly say, growing up in this New York City area, it puts a tremendous amount of pressure to succeed. You have to succeed. You have to be driven. You have to focus. You have to get it done. And if you grow up with that, go. It takes its toll. And if you fall short in some area, you feel like you've totally failed, which is how I felt at 23 years old. I wanted to jump out of a window, and I chuckle about it now. My husband's like, no way, I'm not letting you jump out of any window. Then I got to call your mother and let her know that I didn't keep watching. You jumped. Are you crazy? Now, mind you, we lived on the third floor, so it wouldn't have been that far down. But the point is, I stress this New York City area because my production assistant is from Detroit, and I lived in Atlanta for some years, and it just doesn't seem the same in other parts of the country. I've traveled a lot, and there just seems to be a relatively laid-back, laissez-faire aura or modus operandi. And when I travel, I know a lot of New Yorkers, when they travel to other cities, they say, oh, they're country. Oh, they're slow. Oh, they're all backwards. When really, in fact, it's people that I believe are proprietary to this New York City area that are just so aggressive, they're so accomplished, and they're so driven, they forget to live life. And so what happened was, at least for me, I was running, trying to accomplish, trying to get things done, trying to be successful and all of these other things. But I was missing life. I was missing the journey. And I never got an opportunity to value who I was. I valued what I did and my accomplishments over who Saida really is. And I know Wayne Dyer made a quote, and I actually posted it on the blog today. Our intention creates our reality. And my intention for a big part of my life was to get things done, be accomplished, have a lot of initials after my name, and then I'll be happy. But when I really look back, how can I even experience success, whatever you define success as, if I don't even know who I am as a person? I couldn't even recognize what success or happy living or a successful lifestyle look like. And I really believe it's because I did not value myself. And I think it's a point to look at where you're not valuing yourself. There's a big difference between a woman who says, I'm going to get my hair done every Friday and I'm going to get my nails done when I get paid because I need to look all that. I think those people need more intervention and help than I did because a lot of times they feel hair and makeup and nails is what makes them. So for those women that may be listening or that are listening and feel, oh, you don't get your hair done or your nails or whatever, whatever, no, that's not it. That's not what makes or breaks you. And I think what happens is, people hide behind those things. People that, you think of it from the guys, the minute they get a little buff, they wear these T-shirts, the muscle T-shirts, they go out, kind of strutting their stuff. I think those people are more inferior, they feel more inferior about themselves than other people. My car is not a fancy new car, and I had someone say, oh my gosh, it's time to upgrade. And I said, no, I'm really happy with the car that I have because I know in my own mind I don't want a car payment. But if that is what makes or breaks me or if that's what makes people want to do business with me, then I don't want to do business with you anyway. And I think when you look at it, if you don't value yourself and only value the results, that you only place value on the tangible result of your effort, you're missing the whole point. You're missing the absolute whole point. Because if we were to fully know our value and express it to the world through our work, our relationships with others, and the presence of well-being, we would be able to transform the world. Not necessarily the whole world, but the world immediately around you, our family, our colleagues, and our friends. And that's something that I've been saying on this show since its inception. I didn't even know what this show was supposed to look like. But I knew weekdays at 12 noon, we have to come together, find value in ourselves, value in each other, and go forth and spread the good news. So even in appreciating how valuable we feel about ourselves, it gives us confidence to let other people see the value in themselves. Now imagine if everybody is finding value in the essence of who they are. You know what happens? We begin to walk in our purpose. Our light begins to be a little bit brighter. We begin to help more people. We shine even more. And it's shine in a sense of people can see it in us, versus us needing to go out and tell people how great we are. There's one celebrity, and all he has done his entire career is walk around and tell people how great he is. I'm this. You don't know who I am. I'm that. And you know what? It's so horrible. Right now, people will not do business with this guy, and it's really, really sad. He tries, and he's a hip-hop person, but he tries and tries and tries, and people are just not dealing with him. You can't keep going around telling people how great you are. Be great, and then your work will speak for itself. You have to look at it from that way. Think of a garden you enjoy cultivating, giving your time and care and attention to produce flowers, fruit, or vegetables. What happens? Just according to universal laws, it has to give back to you. And the same way you appreciate yourself, your value grows, and you want me to tell you something, you'll stop accepting nonsense from people around you. Once you really start to place a value in yourself and not what your finished product looks like, you will be less accepting of nonsense that other people are trying to throw your way. And I feel that way absolutely with firm conviction at this point in my life. I'm very comfortable with who I am, very comfortable in my own skin, and I have a very low tolerance for nonsense. Whereas if you're unsure, you're unclear about what your mission is, what your mandate is, you're going to waver and flap and be in the wind and be all over the place. You have to love yourself, and when you love yourself, you do things with a definitive purpose. You develop a level of clarity, and also when God starts to speak with you, your gift of discernment gets stronger and stronger and stronger, and then you start to see stuff coming, and that's because you're really telling the world and you're telling the universe through your actions and through your attitude, I love myself, don't come to me with nonsense. And I think when people around you see that, I believe when people around you see that, it automatically puts up like a protective barrier for nonsense. Hyrule just put in the chat room, love yourself. Absolutely. If you don't love yourself, people are going to know it and they're going to take advantage of you every single time. Because they know you don't even care about yourself. I often hear about women who you know, I am a domestic violence counselor, and I'm certified by my police, fingerprinted and everything. And in our training, we always hear about initial training, why women pick these men, or if a woman is being victimized by an abuser. And I say women because over 90% of domestic violence cases involve the men being the batterer. So men are the victims as well, but for the most part, women are the victims. And what happens is, the woman may leave and she'll find somebody else and he beats her too. So just in our training and our development, we see why do these women keep picking men? It's not that they're picking men. There's a little trigger that your body sends out that if you don't love yourself and you're not comfortable in your own skin, it's almost like a piranha smelling fresh blood. People can pick up on it, and these abusive men pick up on your weakness. And it just shines right through, whereas if there's a woman who's competent, she knows what she wants, not bitter and not that strong black woman or I'm a strong working woman, not that. I'm talking about a very compassionate, but you know that you care for yourself and you're not going to let anybody pull the okey-doke. These abusive men are not going to come to you Because the first time they look at you sideways or they try to hit you or they do hit you, you are so out of there. You're gone. And it's something that you're not going to tolerate. So I think you have to, we people, men and women, have to really develop such a level of confidence about who we are and what we're doing that it deflects or defers all of that negative energy and all of those bad vibes away from us. And it really does work. And I just say in my training of just studying why women are victimized, how abusers, you know, power and control, why they choose these women, our trainer has actually interviewed abusers. And the only reason they continue to abuse is because it is allowed. Even if they've got problems or, you know, oh, my mother used to beat me or whatever it is, it's because the person who they're victimizing does not ultimately love themselves enough to think enough of themselves that they can make it on their own. And it's really sad. Hospitality Diva just put being a confident woman, a Christian woman, and True put in the chat room, that depends on the situation about abuse. Well, of course, True, there's definitely a lot of variables. I'm just kind of speaking in general terms. There's definitely a lot of variables, and that's why I wanted to even add kind of a sidebar or speak parenthetically that some victims of domestic violence are even men. So I wanted to make sure that that's clear as well. True put in the chat room, and True is our resident love and relationship expert. He actually has a show that comes on Thursday night that talks exclusively about love and relationships. So I'm very honored to have him contribute to the conversation today. He did a few shows where some women had never been abused and were abused out of the blue. Absolutely. There's always exceptions to everything, and I'm definitely speaking in general terms. But I think for the most part, I'll even speak from my own perspective. I've been with my husband since I was a teenager, and he is, a few more than 5 years older than me. And we chuckle now about the stuff he used to get away with, nothing bad, like nothing abusive or anything like that. You know, I was beaten up. But I chuckle at some of the things that and I'm like, man, if I had known then what I know now, you wouldn't have gotten away with Jack. You know, we chuckle about it, but I didn't know. You know, I'm young. I'm trying to raise children. I'm new to the world. I'm green, wet behind the ears of being a wife, a mother, trying to go to college. I mean, it was a lot, but there's always going to be situations where things are caught out of the blue. And it could be the oppressor. He can have little triggers in his mind as well, but if after that first instance or if after that first occurrence, that individual, the victim, stands up and lets them know, hey, I'm not having it, and this is how we're going to get down with the get down, it greatly decreases the chances of it happening again. It may, but it greatly decreases. I want to share right now just a couple of things that I have used, and I actually pull a lot of stuff offline, but even if I find stuff online to share with you, if I haven't lived it or experienced it or gone through it, chances are I will not even post it on my blog or in the chat room. But I literally had to, every single day, Saida is good at this, Saida is good at that, to actually start to see the value that I had and the value that I bring. And my husband gave me this little tip one time, and it worked wonders. At one of my low points, and we had another house, and I had a office there, he took all of my awards and certificates, and they're always been in frames, but they were in a drawer, and hung them all over the wall. And where there were still gaps, he took my children's certificates, you know, perfect attendance or best speller or you were a good reader. The school that my children were in when they were younger, they had student of the day where, you know, the kid, you know, this is like second, third grade where the kid gets a little piece of paper that says your child and it has their name with student of the day because they did all their homework, behavior, whatever. Put all that stuff on my walls. And it wasn't like an egotistical shrine to Saida, but it was a very visual. I'm a very visual person. I have to see things. It was a very visual reminder on a constant basis that every time I walked into my office, I bring value, that I'm loved, and that I'm needed. So for those of you that are going through those inferior moments and you're not even sure how to love yourself or how to be a little bit more accepting of yourself, that's something that I literally had to do. Not something that, oh, I read this in a book or some cockamamie philosophy or psychology. Literally put up, you know, my son in third grade got best speller of the week or whatever it is to remind me, hey, you know what, I'm important and I bring value. And it's not because I felt so inferior, but it's because for so many years I placed the value of the end result on a greater scale than my actual worth. I need to write 10 books. So now I'm placing value in these books instead of the person who's actually writing the books. And I hope this is making sense for people. Let me read what's going on in the chat room. Hyrode put, I know a woman who said that her ex-husband tried. I think she put him in the hospital, put the one in the hospital. Yeah, so going back to the domestic violence piece. Hyrode says, I should do that for my wife. Yeah, he had to, because for years I've shared with you. You all have seen me cry on the show, be happy, be confused, not have a good day, because it's a very long process to finally walk in your purpose. And especially when you have so many gifts and talents to share, you're like, okay, which one do I pick? You don't want to seem inconsistent, but I do so much, and I'm just speaking for my own, from size life, that it gets convoluted and it gets clouded, and then all of a sudden I see no value in any of it. And so my husband really had to do that, but that's the blessing and benefit of being with somebody who really, really understands you. But you have to do what's best for you. That worked for me. Just as a person who's very visual, you can tell me something all day long, but if I write it down once, I'll remember it. So that really did work for me. That was something that really did work for me. You have to wake up and give yourself affirmations. I appreciate myself for X. You may feel that there's no value in cooking good collard greens until you meet somebody like me who's not the best chef in the oven or whose specialty is strawberry cakes. That brings value to someone. That brings value to people and to the world around you and makes the world a better place for all of us to live. So I have to make sure we understand that the first point in today's lesson of mastering relationships and our lesson today of learning to love yourself is that you have to value yourself, because if you don't, you're never going to be able to help anybody else. You have to make sure that you're valuing yourself. You have to make sure that you know your position in life and you know your standing, because otherwise you're going to be dead in the water, literally and figuratively. Point two in our lesson for learning to love yourself is to enjoy yourself, just to have fun, just to enjoy who you are as a person. But that takes getting to know who you are and knowing what you like to do. For many, many years when my children were little, I would ask my husband, hey, listen, do you want to take the kids to the beach? Do you want to do this? And he's like, nah, you take the kids. You know, I got to work. And we have this joke that he always would go to work to make the money so I can go out and spend it with the kids, which is true for a long time. But one day I asked him, I said, well, what do you like to do? And you know what he said? He's like, Syed, I really don't know. So just in thinking and reviewing tips to offer, you have to know what you find enjoyment in. Hospitality Diva just put the scripture, John 10:10. If I remember my scripture correctly, I believe, does that mean a thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy? Is that John 10:10? Let me know, because I want to make sure I give the right information. I don't have my Bible in front of me. I probably should when I do these lessons, but I don't. But Hospitality Diva, just put in the chat room, if you could, for me, what John 10, it's from Joyce Myers, Enjoying Everyday Life. So, yeah, just let me know what John 10:10 actually means, because I want to make sure I'm giving accurate information. But getting back to enjoying yourself, the intention that works for me is written in my heart and it's written in my spirit. It's not necessarily a sentimental thing, but it's just knowing that when I wake up, I am going to have a good day today. When I wake up, I am going to get X done. Before I go to bed, I want to have X, Y, Z accomplished. And I was reading on personal motivational trends, and it's defined as that which we're good at and things that we enjoy doing that brings us success. Whatever you enjoy doing, do more of it. Now, of course, I'm not speaking of anything that's immoral or unethical or anything like that. Don't take it to the head, because that's not what I'm saying. We're talking about developing relationships, but before we can develop a relationship, we have to learn to love ourselves first, which is why this is the first lesson of this whole piece. But you have to understand, before you can go out, and I'm sure True can speak to this about I want a man or I want a wife or I want a husband or I want a wife, you have to be able to enjoy yourself first, because how can you bring enjoyment into the life of someone else if you don't even know what you want? How can a person bless you if you don't even know what you want? I remember a few years ago when I was writing my first book and I got writer's block, and I'm like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to write about, and I put it down. And a friend of mine gave me excellent, excellent advice. And I was told, before you can sit down and write, you have to know what you want your readers to know. You have to have a clear understanding of what information you want to relay. So, you know, me and my analytical mind, I'm sitting and analyzing and making charts and making graphs and making all this stuff. And then someone else just said, Saida, have fun writing. See, it goes back to the result, the end result. And it wasn't until I actually started to enjoy myself and calling myself an author and writing and talking to people, the book was finished in no time after that. And this is, you know, the first one, From Hip Hop to Heaven, which was probably the most painful to write and the most true up until this point. But the point is, it wasn't until I actually started having fun and really becoming engaged in the process that I actually started to get the book cranked out. It almost seemed forced, or dare I say forced. It wasn't that I was trying to force the book to be finished and rush it to market, but it wasn't until I actually started enjoying myself and not underestimating the power of Psy and what Psy can do and talking to people and having fun. And all of a sudden, I know one famous pastor talks about sweatless victory, and that's really what it's supposed to be about. We're supposed to struggle and we're supposed to go through challenges and whatever we do in life, but really have fun. And then all of a sudden, when our victory becomes sweatless, we look back and we're like, hey, how'd that happen? How did we even get there? Before I move on to the next point, let me just read a few things that are going on in the chat room. Wow, we've got a busy chat room today. Let me see. Okay, thank you very much, Hospitality Diva, for putting into the chat room what is in John 10. The thief cometh but to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. And that's John 10:10, and Joyce Meyer speaks of that scripture a lot. I've heard that scripture. I thought that was it, but I wanted to make sure that I had the right, you know, the right scripture, and I'm given the right information. So I'm happy that you put that in the chat room. Thank you very, very much. I appreciate that. But yeah, John 10:10 is saying that your relationship with God and your relationship with Jesus comes so that you may have life and have it abundantly. And that's really what we're supposed to have. But in order to do that, there's a couple things that are required from us, which is loving ourselves, having fun, enjoying life. And that's really what enjoying life, that's some of the things that we have to do. Let me go back into the chat room. High Road says, my wife listens to her a lot. Is True says, is she out of Houston? No, she's out of St. Louis, Missouri, actually. She is based in St. Louis, Missouri. So Joel Osteen is out of Houston, Texas. But one thing I really like about Joyce Meyer, and I really, really respect her a lot is because you never hear Joyce Meyer necessarily say, I'm evangelist, prophetess, you know, anointed by God. She's just Joyce Meyer, Bible teacher, speaker, sharing a good word. And I think just that method or her methodology makes it a little bit, makes her message a little bit more palatable or makes it where people can be a little bit more receptive to her message. But basically, she's using the Bible to show us how to live our absolute best life. And I think that's very, very, very important, especially at this time that we're at in our world with war, famine, rampant unemployment, poverty on the rise. I mean, I read one statistic where unemployment for high school, for those without a high school diploma is over 11%. Let's not even talk about unemployment in our ethnic communities, Hispanic, African American, Asian. It's even higher than that. And I believe in all things we still have to enjoy ourselves. I'm concerned about my finances just as I'm sure everyone else is. But at the same time, I still have to find time to enjoy life, enjoy this time that I have on earth, have some peace, have some fun, not just totally forget about my bills or anything like that, but you still have to find time to enjoy life and enjoy everything in it. And even for those, I believe it's Proverbs 31, if anybody has a Bible, where it says, when people drink to forget their problems, that's for poor people, or poor people are the ones that drink to forget their problems, and as kings, we're not supposed to do that. So just be a little bit mindful about that, because even as we enjoy life, we have to engage in all aspects of life, as long as they're not destructive or prohibitive to our spiritual, spiritual and personal and professional growth and development. So I have to make sure I get that scripture out there as well, since we have a heavy dose of the Bible and biblical knowledge on this show. Very quickly, I just see some more stuff about books. It's Proverbs. I'm not sure where, though. I believe it's Proverbs 31 because I actually used that in one of my programs that I was speaking on one day. I see we have a caller from the 919 area code. Caller from 919, are you with us? Do you have a question, a comment, or are you just listening to the show? Okay, I have dead air. Well, caller from 919, thank you very much for listening to the show. Thank you for being with us today. I really appreciate it, as does everybody else. Let's keep it moving right along. So right now we're up to the second point in today's lesson of learning to love yourself. The first one was to value yourself. The second one was to enjoy yourself. And even in learning how to enjoy yourself, you have to think about what do you most enjoy doing? Is it work? Is it dancing? Is it hang gliding even? Whatever you enjoy, what are your natural talents? What are your natural gifts? What are your natural skills? Things that come easily to you. This will make life a little bit easier when tough times come because you have something to fall back to, something that you absolutely enjoy doing, something where your heart is in. For me, it's roller skating. I shared with you all, I love to roller skate. I used to roller skate 2-3 times a week. And I knew for that couple of hours that I went skating, I wasn't thinking about any problems. It was just good, clean fun. So try to find things that you really enjoy doing, because as you enjoy yourself, it makes those tough times a little bit easier to deal with. And the last piece, the third point of our lesson in learning to love yourself is to celebrate yourself. Oh, very quickly, before I move into this third point, Hospitality Diva put in the chat room Proverbs 31, verses 4 through 7. Did I say Proverbs? I think I may have. I just, you know, I told you all, I read and read and read and have to always remember where I read everything from, and I do believe I had said Proverbs 31. But for those of you that may be taking notes or listening to this broadcast at another time as opposed to live, for your notes, in the chat room, Hospitality Diva just put Proverbs 31, verse 4 through 7. And I do believe in it, it says that that drinking is reserved for those that have no hope and no life, and it's not, that's not a way to solve your problems. So I was using that as an example of one way not to really enjoy yourself, or one way not to really take it that far. We want to do things that that we enjoy but that are still moral and ethical and can keep us on a path of personal and professional development. And you really have to think, too, I know I want to do things that always keep my energy up, not through placebos like coffee or anything like that, but I keep my energy up through people, the people that I connect with, the foods that I eat. I'm so proud of myself staying away from so many sugars and starches, because those things bring your energy down and they can drain you. And I don't want to live like that. So I just know for me to enjoy myself and to really help Saida live her best life, I'm trying my absolute darndest to eat the right foods, to be healthy, because I want to live. I have so much to say. I have so much to share. I have so many things I want to accomplish. And you can't do that when your body is sluggish, when you're not able to smile. Oh, one more piece, too, and I had a little note scribbled on a piece of paper that says teeth. For those of you that are contemplating any dental work, please get your teeth taken care of. Please get your teeth taken care of. I'm not sure who I'm speaking to, but please get your teeth taken care of. The importance of your teeth and dental hygiene is so critically important to your nutrition. There's a very special correlation between the health of your teeth and the health of your body. Not necessarily because rotten teeth, you know, can put poisons in your body, they get infected, but the fact of your ability to ingest and chew food for the basic nourishment of your body is contingent upon you having good and healthy teeth. Please take care of your teeth. I am actually getting work done, and dental work is very expensive, but getting my teeth done tooth by tooth by tooth by tooth, because I want to make sure when I'm in my 70s and I'm in my 60s and even in my 80s that I'm still able to properly nourish my body by having good, healthy teeth. And I don't know where everyone's fear, not everyone, but I don't know where the fear comes. I know when I was little, I hated the dentist. You hear that drill, and everybody just freezes. I found an amazing dentist who is really, really good, and she makes me feel comfortable, and she's great. She's great with kids, and all of us go to her. And even if it takes you a couple years to get one tooth done or two teeth done at a time or your back teeth done, get your teeth done. I'll tell you why I put teeth down. Now I just remembered. I know this young boy, and when he was about, I want to say 11-ish, he fell and chipped his tooth. So one of his front teeth is on a slant. I don't know how to say. You know how you have, just imagine you have your two front teeth, and they're both kind of rectangle. Well, take that left tooth, and instead of making it a rectangle, put a diagonal line right through it, and that's how his tooth was. Well, what happened was he stopped smiling, and he stopped smiling because he had this big chip in his tooth. Well, if you stop smiling, what happens? People assume what? You're mean, or you're grumpy, or you're in a bad mood, when in fact that was not the case. That is not the case, or it was not the case. The case was he chipped his tooth, and he did not get the proper attention needed to fix his tooth, so now he's being classified as mean, you're always grumpy, you're never smiling. There's so much importance in your teeth and the health of you enjoying life, your ability to smile, your ability to be happy. Before I started getting my teeth done, and I'm telling you, getting my teeth done is a very long, you know, I got cavities, we all ate junk and didn't take care of our teeth, most of us. But now I want to smile. I want to laugh. I want people to see a great smile. And when I smile, I feel good about myself. When I smile, people know I'm a smiley person, and they give me back the same. So just as a quick sidebar to this conversation, I don't want us to run out of time, about enjoying yourself and valuing yourself, please take care of your teeth. Not only is it going to help you ingest better food and increase your ability to digest your food better as you age and as we all collectively age, but it's just going to change the way you look. When your teeth are nice and clean and white, you're going to smile more. And people, we live in such a world of reciprocity that whatever you dish out is what you get back. That's actually a universal law. So if you're giving out smiles and hugs, you're going to receive smiles and hugs. And this poor little boy who didn't want to smile, wasn't that he was mean or grumpy. It was just because his tooth was chipped, and it was chipped in such an egregious way, he felt self-conscious about smiling. Let me see what's going on in the chat room. Very quickly, wow, somebody just put in the chat room. See there? God is just speaking through me. I didn't know that teeth are linked to heart disease, but I can only imagine that teeth are linked to heart disease, because if your teeth are not healthy, it just prohibits you from chewing and digesting and ingesting certain foods, which are probably good for your body. I just got a note, and I'm not going to say who it is, but somebody in the chat room just put a note, you are talking to me, Sai, thank you. That's why I haven't posted a picture. See, I have none on the right side and the left need to have work done now. Somebody else put in the chat room, that is what happened to my teeth when I was young. I had to get my tooth fixed. You can see my fake tooth, but I don't care. If you ever look at Al Roker, his teeth are not perfectly straight either. I looked at a close-up picture of Al Roker, who's the weatherman from the Today Show. His teeth are not the absolute best either. But if we're talking today about learning to love yourself, and if we're talking today about mastering relationships, we can't master a relationship with somebody else unless we learn to love ourselves first. And if we can't learn to love ourselves first, or ways for us to love ourselves, is through good health, eating the right things, which we talked about last week with health and diet and exercise. But our teeth play such a critical piece to that. And I just had the word teeth scribbled on a piece of paper. Y'all know half the time I speak to you, I'm speaking off the top of my head. But I did want to make sure, and I would be remiss in not mentioning how important it is to take care of our teeth. So this is not to disrespect anybody who needs dental work done, but this is just a gentle nudge of the importance of your teeth. I look at Tyler Perry. You can look at Tyler Perry when he first started versus where his teeth are so big and bright and shiny, it almost blinds you when he opens his mouth. It's so funny to see him, you know, when he's Madea or somebody like that, because you see nothing but these big white teeth. But, you know, enough on teeth thing. And I'm not, you know, trying to endorse any teeth whitening products or anything like that, but just please try to make sure that your teeth are taken care of, because it just is a gentle and outward indication of how much you care for yourself, how much you love yourself, and how much you're willing to invest in yourself. And it's especially indicative with your teeth, because dental care is very, very expensive. Try to get on a payment plan if you can. And I'll tell all of you, my front tooth, I knocked it out when I was a teenager. I fell in high school down a flight of steps. And I remember my mom, they were able to push my tooth back into my mouth, and they wired my mouth. So I spent 11th grade with this big, not even braces, just this whole wire metal thing, and they had to put red wax on it. So when I smiled, you saw this red wax in the back because I had so much metal, we wanted to make sure I didn't scratch the inside of my mouth. So that was a lesson right there, you know, about the importance of teeth. So I don't want to belabor the point, but please get your teeth taken care of, because if we're looking to love ourselves and take care of ourselves, this is just one aspect. I have to touch on one more issue because I don't want to run out of time, but here's a couple more things that are being said in the chat room that my cousin tripped me and broke my tooth. Oh, okay, that's true. He put darn cousins. Yeah, I had it fixed. Yeah, you have to. Let's see what else is being said. True put, wow, that was dangerous because of nerve damage. Well, the only thing that saved me when I knocked my tooth out, I don't know how in the world this happened. When I fell down the steps, I was hit in the exact place between my upper lip and my nose. I don't know how it happened. God only knows how that happened. So the impact literally hit me in between my nose and my upper lip so hard that my entire tooth fell out. It was not chipped. It was not damaged in any way. Your tooth is probably half the size of your pinky, so it came out totally clean. It's very pointy on top, and then it's square. The part that's exposed is square. So they were able to push it back in, but I, as I mentioned, I had my whole mouth wired. True said I had a gold tooth, which was stylish back in the day. Yeah, I had a gold tooth, too, and one day I forgot to take it out of my mouth before I came home. I used to take it out and put it in my book bag. And, you know, in New York City, we go down to Canal Street, and they would give you these cheesy things. I don't even know how much I paid for it. And mine had, like, a Nefertiti cutout, so when I smiled, you saw this little Nefertiti, and I would take it out because I had that dental problem, so my mother was maniacal about my teeth. And one day I came home from school, and she was home, and I had forgotten to take it out. And, oh, my goodness, my mother is only 5'5", and I'm almost 6 feet tall. I thought my mother was going to, like, leap up and hang me because I had forgotten to take it out, but that's what I get for sneaking. But, yeah, she was not very happy that day. Before we have to wind down our broadcast for today, just a very quick shout-out to everybody who's listening. I see we have a lot of guests today listening to the show. Thank you very much. I welcome you to Life Remix Radio. We're here every single day, weekdays at 12 noon, where we talk about personal development, self-help, and all of the good things about living our best life. And today you are joining us for our series, our month-long success series. And this week we're talking about mastering relationships. And today is lesson one of that, and it's learning to love yourself. So we're just going over some points on how to love yourself. The first point that we talked about today was bringing value to yourself. The second point was enjoying yourself. And our last point before we start to wind down is celebrate yourself. Very, very, very important. Why celebrate? Because you're worth it. It's an advertisement that goes in every person that I actually have met, every person that we talk to every day. You have to make sure that you celebrate who you are. There's a fine line between being braggadocious and egotistical versus that confidence. Remember that confidence factor we were talking about? You have to make sure you feel good about yourself. And I wrote in my book, From Hip Hop to Heaven for Girls, that I dyed my hair blonde not to be somebody else, but because it was something that I actually wanted to do. I actually wanted to just kind of have fun with my hair, not because I was trying to be somebody else. So when I dyed my hair at 35, and you know, y'all have to look at the picture and see I'm a little on the chocolate side, to all of a sudden have this sandy brown hair with these blonde streaks in it, everybody looked at me like, oh my goodness, Saida went blonde. But I went blonde because it was something that I wanted to do to make me feel good and something that I felt it could be a good and helpful change, not because I felt so ill about myself or I had such a lack of self-confidence in myself or my ability to communicate with people. It was just something that I thought was fun and whimsical, and I always figured, you know what, if I don't like it, if it comes out horrible, I can dye it back dark, who cares? But there's a ton of ways, a ton of ways for you to celebrate yourself, for you to champion your cause, to champion what your purpose in life is, and you know what, once you start letting people know what you're doing and what you're about, they'll come on board. I have to reiterate, I spoke earlier about this one particular individual who I'm familiar with in hip-hop who does nothing but brag about himself and that, you know, there's a line that I feel we should not cross that comes in when there's a disconnect between celebrating yourself and being happy with who you are versus having a malicious intent. And I'll share this very quickly with you. A few years ago, someone was sharing with another individual what I do, and they were saying she has a company and she runs a blog and da 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 da. And actually, the person that they were talking about me to got in touch with me and asked to be an investor in my business. A financial investor, and it wasn't a situation where I actually had to go out and talk and sit at a bank. This was just a regular individual, and because person A was speaking so well of me and celebrated me to this person, they said, you know what, I like what you're doing. They did their research, and I was able to secure an investor for my business. So a lot of the stuff that I share with you on how to get investors and how to run your business, even if we fall on tough times, because right now this is just a very precarious economic time in which we're living, these success principles will transcend time. So it may look grim now. I've been through some horrible, horrible financial situations this past year, just as a business owner and as an entrepreneur, and struggled immensely. But even in that, I've been able to reach out, reach out to people that know me, reach out to people that know my character. But that's because I celebrate myself. I've got the judgment and the wisdom and the wit to just keep moving forward. And I think all of us have all of these things inside of us. I know, I've read in the Bible where everything we need, I tell my young people that the Bible contains every spiritual solution to every natural problem that we're going to have. To any problem that we're ever going to face, that there's a solution to it in the Bible. Not to create a brouhaha that certain chapters were left out, whatever. There's an answer to your situation in there somewhere. And I use that as an example to celebrate myself, to celebrate my knowledge, and to celebrate my cause. And I think once we're able to seamlessly blend our value, how we enjoy our life, and how we're able to celebrate ourselves, it just shines out of us, and it just radiates out of us. And when that happens, people respond with the same. Let me read a little bit more in the chat room. Leopard Queen says, I actually love my hair. I started going gray when I was 12. I parted my hair down the middle. If you guys go to my my blog, I blew my hair straight, and I didn't even know how long my hair was. But when I was blow-drying it for another show that I do, I looked, and I'm like, oh, my goodness, there's these gray hairs. So I guess I'm starting to develop a couple of grays, too. I don't know how that happened, I guess because I am getting older. But, oh, thanks, Chu, for letting me know the five-minute mark. Thank you very much. You also, Society needs to holler at you when you get a moment. You'll send me an email. Please do. I've got a couple of conference calls scheduled, but feel free to shoot me an email, and I can respond in between calls. So that's that. Let me see what else is in the chat room. People used to ask if that is why my name is. Oh, okay. We're just talking about a little more things that are happening in the chat room. So really, to wind down today's lesson of learning to love yourself, just if you, as you're taking notes, the three points that I really felt were important to mention were bringing value to yourself, enjoying yourself, and celebrating yourself. And thus concludes our lesson for today. So stay tuned, because we will continue with mastering your relationships on our next show, which is very important. Today we talked about learning to love yourself. We've got two more lessons to complete in this series. Then we know later on this week we will have our show with Dewan, who will be joining us again with another really, really good topic. Thank you very much for everybody for listening. And don't forget, today's show is sponsored by Windsor Pilates. So if anybody is interested in Pilates or strengthening your core, just log on to skybrown.com, and there's a banner that you can click on that can take you right to the link where you can find out more information. I actually was taking Pilates classes with my New York Sports Club membership, but I have since moved, and I have not been back to a gym. I have to join my local gym. But when I was in New York Sports Club member, I was taking Pilates, and it actually strengthens your back as well. So Pilates is good for those of you that, and it's good for men as well. Anybody that's interested in tips on blogging, please log on to www.bloghustle.com. I will make another post this afternoon. I did not post over the weekend. I took a break. And remember, everybody, to tune in tomorrow at 12 noon for Life Remix Radio. And please keep our closing prayer in your hearts and minds so we can stay connected as we leave today and join together tomorrow. We shall pass this world but once. Any good, therefore, that we can do, or any kindness that we can show to any human being, let us do it now. Let us not defer or neglect it, for we shall not pass this way again. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for spending an hour of your day with me. I really appreciate it, and I'll see everybody tomorrow at 12 noon. Have a great day.